Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that provides wisdom for the business minded. My name is Noel McLean, and I'm covering for your normal host, Sharon McLean. And today we're going to be looking at the topical subject of conflict and how to resolve conflict. The reality is that whether you're in business or any form of relationship, you will have to learn how to deal with conflict. What we would like to look at are kind of three areas. One, how we can remove the fear of conflict. Two, why conflict happens. And three, how conflict can actually be something that is healthy. One thing I've realized is that, particularly in the area of business, it is so important that you develop strategic relationships. Relationships that can help you to fulfill your goals and to expand your business. But even in a broader sense, whether it be amongst family, friends, work colleagues, it really is an art to know how to build strong and good relationships. And invariably, in trying to achieve that, there will be conflict. Because we are essentially relational beings, and we are designed to relate outside of ourselves, there are certain things that we've got to take into consideration. What's very interesting is that the word conflict comes from a Latin word called conflictus. And essentially what it means a striking together, a clash, where there's a convergence normally of two different ideas. So the reality is for us is that conflict is inevitable, but it shouldn't be something we fear. It should be something that we know is going to happen. And if it's managed correctly and if it's embraced correctly, it can actually become something that can be beneficial to your growth and to your future relationships. In my experience, I realized that when people fear conflict, they actually miss out on an opportunity not only to strengthen that relationship, but to put something to bed. And when I mean put something to bed, you often find that it's the undertones, it's those things that have never been properly looked at or addressed that becomes the thing that actually undermines your relationships. So as we look into this a bit further now, if you would like to email or call in, the number is code 646-668-8471. We really appreciate your input so that you can be part of this topical discussion. So first and foremost, the fear of conflict. As I previously mentioned, fear becomes something that can cause you to miss out on the benefits of a relationship. Sometimes people fear conflict because of a previous experience, and maybe that experience was negative. It's quite interesting when I've researched relationships and partnerships in business, you often find that people find it very difficult to share an opposing view, a different idea, without causing injury to the person they're sharing with. And sometimes that ends up being a barrier. That ends up becoming something that a person fears because they don't want to be hurt again. But I really want to encourage you that even the most successful people in relation to business or people that have the strongest relationships have had to learn how to navigate through through sometimes the minefields of how people feel, different ideas, constructive criticism. So I really want to challenge you and say to you, don't fear constructive criticism. Don't even fear even hearing negativity. Try to look at it in the context of conflict, and that hopefully the objective of all conflict is to move towards resolution and peace. The kind of times I would say to people that conflict should be avoided is when it's clear that the person doesn't have an object where they actually want peace or they actually want resolution. And those are the things and those are the times when you know to yourself, look, there's no future for me with this person in business. They're just trying to bring me down. It's not constructive. It's actually divisive. And those are times when you just need to walk away from conflict. But as I said, when you can clearly see that there is fruit, you can clearly see that there is a joint objective and a concerted effort to ensure that you grow together in partnership. Those are the kind of relationships that you want to ensure that you invest in and be patient in. So why does conflict happen? Do you know, amazingly, conflict can often happen because of growth, because of an expanding vision, and sometimes because of challenges. Now, when I mean challenges, you know, if you are a small business and you're looking to expand your client base, that in itself brings about challenges. Challenges on how you're going to meet that increased demand, challenges in terms of administration, challenges in terms of resources, and challenges in terms of time. So it's really important that, as I said, you look at conflict from a more positive perspective, but understand that the reason why it might be happening is because you're doing something right. There are several different types of conflict, and I'm just going to touch on a few today, but I really want you to just take a step back and think, well, if I wasn't ambitious, if I didn't have a goal, if I didn't have a vision that was continually expanding, would there be any conflict? And the reality is, when you divorce yourselves from those very important traits and life traits, really, you will find that you step away from conflict, but in stepping away from conflict, you will often step away from good opportunities. So what types of conflict can you have? I believe that you can have at least five different types of conflicts, and I said earlier there are many more. Number one, there can be emotional conflicts. There can be physical conflicts. There can be psychological conflicts. There can be spiritual conflicts. And there can be what I call intrinsic conflicts. So let's start to break this down. Let's look at emotional conflicts. The reality is that there are going to be times when you don't feel great. You know, when you walk into the office, you know, maybe on a Monday morning, and you've had a tough weekend, you know, how you feel translates into how you will behave. And it's sometimes, you know, helpful if you just say to people, you know, I haven't had a great weekend. You know, sometimes we read a script that says, yeah, I had a great weekend, everything went right. And what that does, it causes people to engage with you under false pretenses. So it's useful just to ask yourself, you know, how am I feeling? And as a result of how I'm feeling, what are the possible ramifications of how I feel? I.e., am I going to be snappy? You know, am I going to be less tolerant? Particularly if you're working in an environment where you're dealing directly with the public, maybe you are at the end of a phone dealing with inquiries and dealing with complaints. Sometimes you can find that you engage in conflict simply because some of those personal disciplines that you would have when you were feeling great are no longer there. And, you know, conversely, you know, if you are in a relationship, you know, someone you love and you care about, it's so useful to just, you know, be quite transparent and say to them, look, this is how I'm feeling. I'm not saying that the way I behave is correct, but I'm asking you just to bear with me. And, you know, in most circumstances and scenarios, people will tend to make concessions and begin to be empathetic towards you. But if you don't share how you feel, you'll find that the emotional conflict will just escalate and escalate. When it comes to physical conflict, that generally becomes a bit more challenging. You know, oftentimes I say to people that there are different stages of physical conflict. And what I'm going to do is try to help you, whether you are in a relationship, you know, in terms of an emotional relationship with someone you love, or a business relationship, how to identify the first stage. Most of the time, the first stages that lead to physical conflict, you know, and it could be where you shove someone or throw something at someone, it starts with irritation. It starts with something that you become irritated about, you're uncomfortable about. And it's really important that you're able to identify that first level of irritation and say, right, what can I do to relieve that irritation? Is it possible that I can communicate with someone regarding what I'm uncomfortable and irritated about? Because what you don't want to do is allow that to escalate. I often say to people, you know, use the traffic light methodology, whereby you've got green, amber, and red. The best time to communicate with someone is when it's green, when you just realize, well, I'm not quite at peace about the way that you're working with me, or I don't like the way that you're not following through targets. When it begins to irritate you and your anger or is not at high pitch, that's a great time, because normally you find you're able to manage your emotions and speak in a soft tone. And we know that tone is very, very influential in terms of how someone interprets your communication. If it's not dealt with, you often find that you start to go through the stages of indignation, where you become inwardly vexed. Then you can often move to rage, where there's a sense of, you know, losing control. And the last stage is normally wrath, where you start to vent. And as I said, it can result sometimes in you shoving someone or throwing things at someone. Now, it's really important to realize that very few relationships, whether it's in business or whether it's friendships or whether it's a marital relationship, recover fully from that kind of conflict. So it's really, really important that you realize that first stage and respond. The third type of conflict that we want to look at is what I call psychological conflict. You know, it's amazing that people in business can become really, really irritated psychologically, and simply because someone has a different opinion or a different value. One thing you will discover about working in business or being in a relationship, someone will always have an opposing idea. And it might be someone who says, look, you know, I've got the best brand, or I'm the best business in your area. Don't be irritated by it. You know, it might be a conflict because they might see you as a threat, and they might adjust their pricing and adjust their strategy in order to take customers from you. But it's important that you deal with that psychological conflict in the most appropriate way. And oftentimes the most appropriate way is to just step up your game. And what I mean step up your game, be the best that you can. You know, don't take it personally. You know, realize that when you're in business, it's often what you represent that becomes an issue to people. You know, they might be fearful of your success. They might be fearful of your product. They might be fearful of your expansion. So don't be, you know, put off by opposing opinions and values, beliefs and structures, because everyone has a specific mindset. Everyone has a presupposition, you know, the way in which they came into business, the way in which they learned how to love, the way in which they think things should go. So it's really important for you to empty your mind. Don't allow your mind to become clogged with things that will cause you to become unfruitful and unprofitable. You know, psychological conflict is something that when it's handled can become something that strengthens you mentally. But when it's not handled properly, it can become something that cuts your creativity and stops you from being your best. Well, listen, we're going to take a short advert break at this time. And, you know, look forward to speaking to you soon.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality. And we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Passion for Business. Today, I'm your host, Noel McLean, and we're continuing to look at the subject of dealing with conflict in relationships. Earlier, we talked about some of the principles of conflict that, you know, unfortunately for some, you know, conflict is inevitable. But it can be something that is in response to growth, to the expansion of vision. And we just started to look at some of the different types of conflicts that we can have. And we looked at emotional conflict and physical conflict and psychological conflict. What I want to do now is look at what I call spiritual conflict. And this is often a major challenge for many people, because what it involves your morals and your values. Do you know, I know of many, many people who have admired, you know, couples, you know, admire business, you know, visionaries, business entrepreneurs. But at the point where they thought, look, you know, I can really do something together, and sometimes they've tried, they've realized there's a conflict in terms of values and in terms of morals. It's really important that you remain true to your own morals and your own values. You know, not everyone may have an ethical practice with respect to how they do business. Not everyone may have good morals in terms of how they engage in relationships. And you may find that, you know, that's something that you find almost untenable. But it's really important that you be honest when you recognize that conflict. Sometimes the reason why people, adopt these forms of mindsets and behaviors is because they've never been challenged. And sometimes when there's conflict and people walk away from those relationships, it doesn't actually help that person to change. So sometimes the catalyst for change is actually confrontation and conflict, and say, look, you know, there's a conflict here in terms of values and in the way in which you're doing things, in the way in which I feel that you're managing that department, or the way I feel that you're being transparent with me. You know, share it, because oftentimes we can lose valuable relationships and partnerships because we're not prepared to be honest and open. And, you know, you might be pleasantly surprised that after sharing with that individual, you know, there's a time of introspection, there's a time of honesty and say, well, you know, I'm really sorry. You know, that's the way I was taught. That's the paradigm of life that I started to work to. And, you know, the benefits would be that not only would you end up resolving the conflict, but as I said earlier, you end up producing a very strong and robust relationship. The reality is that if relationships are not strong, you know, if they're not robust enough to deal with conflict, they're probably not the best relationships to keep investing in. You know, one of the ways you grow in strength is by being able to manage conflict. So when you sense that conflict of, you know, in terms of a moral code or personal values, and it's playing with your conscience, do be willing to share with people. The next form of conflict that I want to talk about, and I alluded to it a few moments ago, is what I call intrinsic conflict. And this is often more difficult for people to identify because it's a conflict that's happening within yourself. It's not because of your management. It's not because of, you know, the way people are treating you. It's not because of the way customers spoke to you. It's essentially because of what's going on inside of you. And unfortunately, sometimes when there is not that revelation or understanding of internal intrinsic conflict, we can sometimes project it onto other people and say, yeah, you know, that person was, you know, really rude to me. That person doesn't value me. But it's really important that you self-reflect and examine yourself. Sometimes it's, you know, extremely difficult to remain, you know, objective with self-examination. But sometimes low self-esteem, a low self of self-worth can cause internal intrinsic conflict because you know who you want to be. You know what you want to do. You've got these great dreams. You write them down. You know, you make a commitment to achieve them, but you find it difficult to assimilate them into your everyday life because of a lack of personal confidence. And, you know, oftentimes I would encourage people, if they do sense, you know, intrinsic, you know, conflict, to access therapy. You know, talking therapies are great, not just for people who are in, you know, an emotional relationship as such, but people who are in business. You know, business can be really hard. There's a period of pioneering where you're trying to achieve things, and sometimes your time scales don't always match your aspirations. You know, take time out to just consider whether some of these delays and disappointments might be affecting the way that you're behaving and causing that intrinsic conflict. Very much like the, you know, the example I gave when someone walks into work, you know, and erupts, and you think, you know, well, what was the trigger? And sometimes, as I said, the trigger is actually within. You know, if you find yourself being double-minded and indecisive, often, you know, it's because of what I call frozen emotions. So something has happened that has discouraged you. Something has happened that has become, you know, an emotional handicap and burden to you. And you find that, you know, you go to these seminars, you know, you get mentoring, and you find that there is still not progression. It could well be that you are experiencing what I call intrinsic conflict. As we kind of bring this topic to a close, I just want to give you some really key things on how conflict can be healthy. Conflict can be the catalyst to the next stage of your life. And what I mean by that is that You know, when you can navigate through the challenges of conflict, you know, you realize that you've come through a season of incompatibility and you found it difficult to function around someone and you resolve that, you often find that you can begin to graduate and take on greater things. I really do believe that one of the principles of life is progression. And in order for that progression to be sound, it's important that you graduate through the challenges that are presented to you at every stage of your life. So you find that you move from incompatibility to compatibility, and you find that you begin to complement the people that you're working with, you begin to complement the person you're in love with, and what happens is that you will often increase productivity, you become more efficient, and the reality is you will be a lot more happy within yourself. In terms of conflict being healthy, I'd also want to add that one of the things that conflict is able to achieve is that it gives you an incredible mindset. It gives you a strength of mind. So you often find that when you move into another situation where you're under pressure, or you know, the demands, you know, seem insurmountable, because of that previous of experience of dealing with conflict, you often find that you have a very, very strong mind. Now, it's important to understand that there is a difference between having a strong mind and an inflexible mind. If you have an inflexible mind, the reality is you're going to find that you walk into conflict very, very often. Because the more people that you deal with, the more people that you engage with, the more you mature and expand your vision, you're going to find that you're going to have to be flexible in the way you think. And sometimes, you know, be flexible in the methodologies that you've had for maybe years in order to become compatible with different people. So having a strong mind should also mean that your mind is flexible enough. It's open to be able to respond to the things around you and the dreams that you want to achieve. The last thing I would say is that always look at your position. Look at your position that you start in. I mean, I call it a pre-position, in that when you want to respond to conflict, what position have you adopted? Sometimes people are what I call full-on foe. And we use this in counseling because it's those type of people who have always had to fight for everything throughout their life. And, you know, they almost put on the boxing gloves before the bell rings. And, you know, it's really important that you adopt a position where you are a peacemaker. You know, you're saying, look, I'm not happy with this, but I just want to find, you know, an amicable resolution. Number two, can be what I call a defensive attacker. So you believe, look, I know this conflict, so, you know, it's better that I attack them before they attack me. And it's really important that you adjust that attitude, you know, because sometimes presumption can cause conflict to become negative and not meet its goal. And the last thing I would say, enjoy being a peacemaker. Enjoy having, you know, that sense of knowing that as an outcome, as an objective, there is peace, there's compatibility, and that relationship has been strengthened. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. We really do appreciate it. We know that many of you work tremendously hard, so we encourage you, continue to tune in to Passion for Business, where we provide wisdom for the business-minded. Till next time, enjoy and keep your passion for business.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.